Jesus said, "It's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God." Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today from their prayer cabins in Arkansas for more teaching on Faith Seed, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Let me rephrase that. Hello, everybody. Jesus is here. Kenneth and Gloria, praise God. Welcome
Lord.
To The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you
thank
for
you,
this
Lord.
Word today. We open our hearts and we open our minds to receive revelation from heaven. And we thank you for it. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you for utterance.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles today to the 8th chapter of the book of Luke. Now, this has to do with the ministry of Jesus. Now, I want you to notice something. Well, let's just read down through several verses of Scripture here, beginning with the first verse. It came to pass afterward that he, Jesus, went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Now, Gloria, notice what he's preaching. He's preaching the good news called the gospel,
yes,
the good news
right.
of the kingdom of God. For example, we won't turn over there right now because we will as we go during the week. But right now, let's just remind ourselves what he said. He said, quit worrying about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of those things. So seek first what? The kingdom of God. Because all this stuff is in the kingdom of God. It's already here right now. There are certain parts that you can't see with your physical eye, but like we talked about yesterday, I couldn't see that pond out there with my physical eye. It wasn't there. But it was in the kingdom. Now remember this, in Colossians chapter 1, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we were delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
That's right.
Amen. Now my physical body didn't move, but my spirit man did. The spirit man was made a new creature, help me out, in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Glory to God. We are in Him. We are in His kingdom. We live and have our being in Him, in His kingdom. Praise God. Amen.
People in the military get transferred.
And we got transferred.
We got transferred.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Now, we live in this kingdom. So now notice this.
In it now.
He went throughout every city and village. So he did this everywhere he went, preaching and showing glad tidings. What's the glad tidings? Everything you can think of that you need is in this kingdom and available to you if you'll seek God and His righteousness first.
That's right.
Now, that's good news.
You get transferred into the kingdom of God. So that's saying you get transferred into the place where God has dominion.
And where all His stuff is.
And where all the goodies are.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
So it's a, you're out of one and into the other when you
yes.
make Jesus the Lord of your life.
And it says that
And
I,
I'm telling you this from experience, it's a vast improvement.
Oh,
a
oh,
vast improvement.
Yeah. Now notice this. And the 12 were with Him. But now wait a minute. There was more than just the 12. Certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna. Mm-hmm. So now, notice here, this is naming three very prominent women. He called, Dr. Luke pointed out, you know, he's great on details. And the Gospel of Luke is a documentary. He talked to everybody. He spoke and he researched. The others were writing. They were there. And they wrote as witnesses. He wrote a documentary. And you remember in the book of Acts, it points out the fact that he's writing to the king, and he's putting forth evidence and documented evidence before the king. So there's certain things you need to watch for in him. The other said there was a leper came to Jesus, but the doctor said there was a man full of leprosy. In other words,
he gave the diagnosis.
Yes, and he's on his last moments of this thing. It's about to kill him. Jesus healed him. Now, three prominent women and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. So, now, notice here, this group of people, every city, every village, these three women were there. And he had other people other than the three women and the 12. Mm-hmm. He had other partners that were paying the bills everywhere he went. Now, that signifies a certain people. This is a group of people here that are set apart from just the rest of the whole crowd. The scripture right here separates them and calls attention to these people. Now, here's what the Lord dropped in my heart to make sure that we get this morning. These people are more interested in what Jesus is doing than anything else. They're interested in this ministry. They are interested in what's happening. They are interested in getting people healed. And they're not just interested in seeing a miracle happen. No, they're interested in being a part of taking the miracle to the people. They are very committed to what's happening here.
Well, what's happened? They've been transferred out of darkness into light. That's exciting. They want to tell everybody.
And they're in it.
They've been brought out of the kingdom of darkness, put in the kingdom of light, and now they're excited and they're going forth and they're telling people.
Now watch what he
happened.
Does. He begins to preach here on the sower sowing the word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as he preaches this, he gets down here to this part talking about having ears.
Yes, amen.
To hear. He's looking at this crowd, thousands and thousands of people. And what does he do? In verse 8, right ahead while he's preaching, other fell on good ground and sprang up, bare fruit a hundredfold. When he got to the hundredfold part, you listening?
I'm listening.
When he got to the hundredfold part, and when he had said these things, he cried. That's what preachers do.
He's trying to get their attention.
That's what preachers do. Jesus was and still is a preacher. And that's where we get this. We got this from him.
That's right.
And it comes up on the inside of you, It starts as a shout in your spirit. If you're preaching out of your spirit and you're preaching out of the Holy Spirit and the word and the anointing is flowing, see, my words are not my own. The words I'm speaking to you right now are not my own. It's the Father that dwelleth within
me.
He does the work. And as this is flowing and you come to a place where you cry out, and he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear."
Yeah.
It was for everybody in that whole countryside. Amen. But now remember now, he's got his partners around him. I'll tell you, I love this, I'm telling you. He had his partners around him, and he's got his team around him. His team consisted of 15 people. He's got the 12 plus the three women. They're testifying everywhere they go of the miracles that have happened to them. And he's got his partners there. And he's preaching to thousands of people. But now notice, his disciples ask him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you." Who asked that question, Gloria? His disciples asked him, saying, it was one of the 12, one of the three, or one of the many of his partners, because they all followed him everywhere he went. They were disciples. Now, this is a question on probably all of them's mind. And they said,
they were his students.
Yeah.
If they were his disciples.
What might this parable be? Now listen to how he answered this.
Now what verse are you in?
I was in 9. Look at verse 10 now. Unto you. Who's he talking to? To whom is he speaking?
His disciples.
The partners?
Yeah.
The three and the 12.
His followers.
The team and the partners.
Yeah.
Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
Jesus.
Unto you it is given to have concept of what I'm preaching. Mm-hmm. Unto you it is given to understand how the kingdom works, and you're flowing in it because we're living in this kingdom, not in the kingdom of this world. We don't have to go to government to get anything. We don't have to go to our parents to get anything. We don't have to go to our children to get anything. We come to the kingdom of God, praise God. We are dependent on Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
The mysteries are revealed.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Now, notice this. This just hit me. And
but to some, they didn't get it. That was still a parable. Said to others, parable.
Well, no, here again. Who's he talking to here? He's got thousands and thousands of people out there, see? But to others in parables, seeing they might not see and hearing they might not hear. Now, the seed is the word of God. Mm-hmm. But right at this point, I'm not led to go into the message. What I want you to center up on this thing. He turned around to those people that are totally, completely interested in what he's doing.
Yeah.
They are ones that are following him night and day. They are the ones that are investing into this ministry. They're paying the bills. They're praying for him. They're standing with him, praise God, everywhere he goes. He's got those women testifying in every meeting. I mean, can you see? He said unto you, it is given. So now, folks, let me tell you something. This is a heavenly gift. This is a gift. Unto you it is given to know.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hold your place there and let's go over to the book of Colossians.
Thank you, Lord. It's given to us.
The Apostle Paul is writing in the first chapter, and he said, verse 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, I do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled." Isn't that interesting? Filled. He's not talking about your head being filled with anything. We got a lot of people with full heads and empty heart, empty spirit.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Filled with the knowledge of His will or of His plan.
Yeah.
In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why, Mr. Apostle, why do you want us to be filled with the knowledge of God's plan and understanding.
Revelation.
Yeah. Insight, concept, ideas, vision. How do you function in the kingdom? How do you draw out of the unseen realm of the Spirit into manifestation in the right here and now? The kingdom of God. All these things being added to you.
Oh, yeah.
And now, filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why, sir? That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Glory to God.
Bearing fruit. What's he talking about? What is this bearing fruit? The kingdom of God?
Manifestation.
Where are we going with this? Yeah, that's right, but now hang on here a second.
Okay.
I'm working on something.
Shut up, Gloria.
No, I didn't say that. I got more sense than that. The blessing.
Amen.
Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Now, that's what he's talking about there in replenishing the earth. That's what Jesus was talking about. The kingdom of God is here to replenish the earth.
Glory to God.
The earth is like anything else, natural and physical. The more you use it, the more it wears out. It needs to be replenished. It needs to be reestablished.
And I think that also means before the curse, to replenish it as it was before.
Oh, absolutely.
Sin came.
Oh, yeah, because that you go back to there. That's the reason the scientists now are so dumbfounded by the planet going downhill like it is, and they pull all the strings they know how to pull. They don't do anything. They don't have an understanding of it. But the Scripture says the whole creation is groaning and travailing for what? A manifestation of the sons of God. Somebody in the kingdom, help me. This old planet's crying out. Somebody in the kingdom of God, help me.
Somebody take over.
Somebody help me with this thing. I need spiritual replenishment. I don't need more windmills. I need somebody to help me.
Amen. Somebody with faith.
All the green stuff. And, you know, thank God somebody's trying, but that doesn't do it. It won't work. It's spotted at best because men don't have a natural concept, sure not like they think they do, about what causes this thing to function, because it all came out of the spirit realm, and only in the realm of the spirit is there power enough to replenish it. So, and that is inside every born-again believer, the kingdom of God. Now,
amen.
Let's get another scripture for it. We are scripture folks. Amen. Let's go back over here now to 2 Corinthians and let's look in the 9th chapter. God is able to make all grace abound towards you that you always having all.
All sufficiency.
How much sufficiency?
All.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
All sufficiency. Sufficiency in all things. May abound to every good work. Now there it is again. Over in the book of Colossians, he's talking to, let's go read that again. I want to compare those two scriptures. In Colossians chapter 1 again, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, knowing more every day about how to live in this kingdom and be all sufficient in all things to every good work.
Amen.
So what does that say to us then, Gloria? It is telling us, and by His grace, we've been able to touch this over the last 47 and a half years. And it's provided so well for us, and we just barely scratched the surface. But we've been able to do everything God has told us to do. We've been able to do it without debt.
That's right.
We've been able to do it without asking people for anything. Now, we receive offerings because that's a scriptural thing to do. But we don't ever put pressure on people. We just simply say, you pray about it and do what the Lord tells you to do about it. This is between you and Jesus. But here, the thing of it is, God does not desire, want, or in any other way will for you to be dependent on anybody on earth but Him.
That's right. That's right. That's why He sent the disciples out without anything.
Yeah, see, and people thought He was making them poor. No.
And then He said to them, when they got together again, did you lack anything?
And they said,
no, Lord. Nothing.
See what happened here?
Oh, I like that.
That's such a good point of what we're talking about.
Yeah, it is.
That because He said, now don't take any extra money. Don't provide
he
anything.
He was training them.
You're working for Me now.
In the blessing.
You've stepped out of the fishing business. You've stepped out of your other businesses, and you've come over into the kingdom of God, and the kingdom is going to provide for you. You seek it first. That's what you're doing. And it's providing for you. And He got down at the close and said, did you lack anything? They said, no, Lord,
you did the same thing. You stepped out of the aviation business into the kingdom business. Did you lack anything?
No.
Nothing, Lord.
And we stepped out of the bar and money business.
That's right.
We stepped out of this natural realm.
We stepped out of lack.
Yeah.
Poverty.
Glory,
fear.
And I'll be back.
Woo, glory.
In just a moment.
God has promised you every good thing in life to enjoy. Health, family, friends, work, and recreation. Live a satisfied life and enjoy every blessing God has for you. The How to Enjoy Life package, 3 powerful teaching resources, will help you achieve wellness, spirit, soul, and body, and fulfill your purpose in God. The teaching series, How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to take hold of God's promises for your well-being by faith. Live every day healthy, strong, and full of faith. The book Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous by Kenneth Copeland teaches you to experience miracles as a regular part of your life. Live in the supernatural and walk in love. The mini book Enjoy Life, Keep Your Faith Current by Gloria Copeland shows you how to become living proof of the living God. Abundant life is yours. Get well, stay well, and enjoy life to the fullest. Get well, stay well, and live life to its fullest. Order the How to Enjoy Life package on CD for $17.99 or DVD for $29.99, a savings of 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us toll free. 3 powerful teachings from the Copelands that'll help you live in the moment, reach your full potential, and make the most of each and every day. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Now, this package, Enjoy Life, Keep Your Faith Current, Gloria Copeland. You can carry this one in your pocket or in your purse and read it and feed on it.
I believe in that.
Feed on it. Amen. Praise
God.
How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life by Gloria. And Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous. This is part of the concept that we were talking about earlier. You get a concept of walking in that realm. Walking in it, staying in it all time. Not just when something happens.
Yeah.
Like a fellow said, what are we going to do now? And the other fellow said, let's pray. He said, has it come to that? Well, I mean, you know, it's like prayers, this escape hatch over here. No. No, you walk in the realm of the miraculous. You stay there all the time. You keep your mind there. You keep walking in this thing. You keep it developing over and over. So get your hands on these. Teach it to your children, your grandchildren. Praise God. This is very important.
Excuse me.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. We thank you, sir, and we pray over the convention that's going on all this
hallelujah.
Week. We bless you for that.
Manifest yourself.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, sir, for what you've already done and what you are doing and what you're going to do in those meetings. Now pray for my partners in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. This is a time to rebuild and refresh. Get in these meetings, stay in this broadcast, and believe God.
Amen.
See you tomorrow. Remember,
Jesus
is
Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a week-long conference that'll change your life. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and exciting services for both children and teens. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning, then join Gloria Copeland for Healing School Saturday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.